Rhino horns are being smuggled halfway across the world, and Singapore keeps appearing along the route, even though it is not a destination for these illegal wildlife products. Experts say the country has become a key transit point along the global illegal wildlife trade. Not by choice, but because of where it sits in the world. In recent years, authorities at Changi Airport have intercepted record amounts of rhino horns. In 2022, and again in November this year, both seizures followed the same route, running almost 9,000 kilometers from South Africa all the way to Laos, a known destination for trafficked wildlife products. Now, there are very few direct flights from Southern Africa to Southeast Asia. So smugglers move their cargo through major transit hubs, places with strong global connections. That includes Singapore, along with cities like Hong Kong and Dubai. The horns usually end up in parts of Asia where they are believed to have medicinal value and are also seen as status symbols. Sitting at the heart of regional air and sea shipping routes, Singapore hence becomes a hotspot for air and sea cargo passing through. So what is Singapore doing about it? The authorities have stepped up enforcement, tightened laws, and increased collaboration with overseas agencies and non-governmental organizations. Specially trained sniffer dogs are now deployed at the checkpoints, and they are able to detect and sniff out wildlife products hidden in the cargo. The goal here is clear: to stop Singapore from being used as a link in the global wildlife trade that starts with a dead rhino in the plains of Africa and ends thousands of kilometers away here in Asia.